Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we go behind the headlines with St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman and Jason Rosenbaum. The big headline this week concerned Tuesday's passage of Proposition P, the proposal to fund pay increases for police officers and firefighters and to fund some other programs as well. It passed this week after a somewhat contentious campaign. Rachel, I'll start with you. Given the nature of that campaign, I was a little surprised at how low the voter turnout was, and that probably had a big influence on the outcome.
I was less surprised with the voter turnout. November special election is kind of a weird time to do it. There's nothing else really driving people to the ballot. I always think it's going to end up actually being lower turnout than it is, so the 21% number didn't surprise me. What startled me the most was the margin of victory. I figured we were looking at a 52-53% citywide victory, with the South Side being what carried it over the line. The South Side absolutely played a role in it. We're talking far southwest, 16th, 12th, 11th wards, where Jason lives. But the 60% margin of victory that it was able to pick up support from all over the city in all but four of the wards was what stood out to me.
What surprised me, Jason, was the fact that all the North Side wards supported it. And again, given the nature of the debate, I found that a little surprising.
Well, as Rachel alluded to, I live in Southwest St. Louis, and I don't pretend to speak for North St. Louis. But having talked with both aldermen and residents of North St. Louis before the Stockley decision, I got a sense that there was widespread dissatisfaction that there weren't enough police officers in that part of the city, which has high rates of crime and homicide. So I think especially when the messaging of this proposition was, we need to pass this to prevent police officers from going to St. Louis County, which raised their sales taxes. Mm-hmm. And a number of those police officers may have developed pretty firm and strong relationships in North St. Louis or Southeast St. Louis. It's a compelling message, and it's going to be a message that resonates with white and black voters of St. Louis unless there's a strong organized opposition campaign, which it didn't. There was an opposition campaign, but it obviously wasn't organized enough to counteract that argument.
You know, the polarization in this community is well known, and I wonder if any further damage to the relationship between blacks and whites in this community was hurt by this campaign.
That's going to be hard to say a little bit. I think, again, with sort of there being citywide support, it wasn't that, you know, the wards we think of as being more the white wards supported it and the North Side black wards didn't support it. Again, like Jason said, everyone wants police coverage. Everyone wants to see more police. When I spoke to the candidates for the second ward seat, which was also on the ballot, they were saying, yeah, we want to work towards getting more police officers up there. So it's a hard message to overcome. The fraction in split may be between those who supported it and those who didn't support it. But I don't know if the racial division that's always there gets any more or less emphasized by this vote. I don't think this vote had anything necessarily to do with race. It was more about the messaging around it. And like Jason said, that's a really hard message to overcome. If you want more officers in your ward and you are worried about officers leaving because of this, there's a reason then you have to vote to raise these sales taxes, even if you're skeptical of how it's going to happen. It's a little more nuanced message in opposition.
Is there still a gap in the pay between what will the St. Louis officers will ultimately be getting and what those in the county receive?
It's about an $11,000 gap right now between an officer, a starting officer, a first kind of 3, 4, 5 year officers. The wages that have been negotiated into the contract that kicks in, the contract is already in place, but for next fiscal year, so it'll kick in July of 2018, will close that gap to about $5,000. But the benefits that St. Louis officers get, I think, are a little bit stronger in terms of their pension is a little bit sweeter than it is in St. Louis County. Granted, a new officer really isn't thinking about that. They're thinking about, can I make enough to feed my family? Can I make enough that, you know, my wife doesn't have to go pick up a second or a third job, or that I don't have to pick up a second or a third job? So it'll narrow the gap. It will not completely close it.
So officers in the city could still leave to go to the county and make more money.
And it's not just St. Louis County. It's also some of the municipalities in St. Louis County and St. Charles County that are also paying more. I know that there are a lot of police officers in St. Louis that are there because they believe that the city needs good people to protect them from crime. But a lot of these officers have families, and they are attracted to – cities that might not be have as much crime that pay more money. Mm-hmm. And I think that this was done to prevent like widespread defections, but I don't think that it's going to completely prevent people from leaving given the multitude of police departments that are in this community.
Over the last 26 pay periods, which is about 13 months the way that the city pay periods go, they've had an average of 3.5 officers leave, either resign the department, which means
three and a half
officers per pay period have left over the last 13 months. And mm-hmm. that's either through retirement, which is, you know, I'm done, I've put in my time, mm-hmm. or resignation, which can be either I don't think this is the right fit for me or I've gotten an opportunity elsewhere. And we don't have of the ones that have resigned, we don't have the reasons broken out as to why they have. And that's usually about 1.6 officers for pay period that have resigned versus retirement. So it'll be interesting to see if those numbers shrink or kind of stay the same. But I think the concern was that that number was going to go up to, you know, 4, 5, 6 officers per pay period if that gap continued to grow.
But Tashara Jones, who led the opposition, seemed to indicate that she thought we had too many officers anyway.
I mean, go ahead. Sorry, Jason.
No, I mean, that has been brought up by the opposition, that there are a lot of police officers per capita. Also brought up by the opposition was this would raise the sales taxes, I guess, over 12-13%.
Near 12% in mm-hmm. some of those special
now,
districts.
Now, yeah. I want to be clear here because we asked the treasurer about this during the last campaign. She was opposed to the April sales tax increase for that reason. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to me that a lot of the people making the argument that we shouldn't raise the sales tax now because it would be regressive toward the poor – I would say a good chunk of them supported the April sales tax initiative that went to Metrolink and a bunch of other things. And I didn't really hear that counter argument used as much. Now, that sales tax increase was primarily a method to get the soccer stadium off the ground. And that's a whole nother story altogether. But I do wonder if the margin would have even been higher if the April vote had been about police and firefighter salaries and coinciding with St. Louis County. It didn't matter, obviously, because passage is passage, but maybe it would have been 70%, and maybe that would have helped the soccer stadium more than the potpourri sales tax that I mentioned before.
Yeah. And one of the big questions, too, is the number of officers who are actually out patrolling, the officer and sergeant level, and how many of that is command level, what's known as the white shirts, the lieutenants and up. So you can have a certain number of sworn officers, but where they are positioned and what they are actually doing was a question for a lot of them as well. So you can have, I think the number is 1,300 sworn officers in the budget, but only a certain number of those are the ones actually getting out and patrolling. How many of those are command detectives, et cetera?
Another question raised by the opposition, which is an interesting one, is what happens if the sales tax does not generate the $20 million they're predicting and it's somewhat less?
It has to go to the raises. So it would just be less for whatever else they have promised to use it for, the potpourri. This was another potpourri. $6,000 was negotiated in for the firefighters, for police officers, which means firefighters will automatically get that $6,000 raise as well because of pay parity. Then there's supposed to be money for the circuit attorney's office, and then there's also supposed to be another funding stream for recreation and et cetera. With the $6,000 raise negotiated in, I think they've got to pay that. So it just is less for everything
else. There's another unpopular option. You redirect the revenue from the first sales tax increase to that. Now, that's going to be really unpopular because people made all these promises that they were going to direct it to Metrolink and all sorts of other things. But correct me if I'm wrong, Rachel, the Board of Aldermen can change how that's directed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially since North-South Metrolink is not a sure thing, it requires like federal buy-in.
And county buy-in.
And well, most likely county buy-in on if they want to extend it to the county. That's another option. We're talking hypotheticals here, and I would imagine there'd be widespread opposition in the Board of Aldermen to redirecting money from the April sales tax.
They can tinker with it on the board because everything but the raises has to go through the board. Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Do we know? We only have a minute left. I haven't seen, and I missed it, I guess, what the $1.3 million that Kim Gardner is going to get in the circuit attorney's office would be used for. Is that earmarked for anything?
As far as I don't know that she has specifically stated. I know she wants some technology upgrades. needs. They need raises too over there. They're not particularly paid all that well either. They lose people after 1 or 2 years to go to corporate or federal or wherever. But I don't believe she has come out and specifically said the 1.3 will go to X, Y, and Z.
She was asking for $1 million just a little while back so that she could take over investigations of police shootings and take it away from the police department.
My understanding was she had asked for more money during the budget process, and I don't think she got it. It'll remain to be seen how she uses that money in her office.
Final thought, Rachel, in 10 seconds.
I'll be interested to see how this impacts the collection of signatures for the group that's trying to force the audit. I think this will enable them to actually get what they need to have Nicole Galloway open the city's books.
5 seconds.
This may not be the last sales tax increase. I wouldn't be surprised to see one for the zoo coming down the line.
All righty. Thank you both, Rachel Lippman and Jason Rosenbaum, for taking us behind the headlines. Up next, this is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.